we're all hearing the anger that's out there among small businesses, whether they're grocers, whether they're the soft play areas, whether they're other small businesses from pubs to retail outlets, at the dramatic increase. And we've heard it firsthand as a committee, the dramatic increase that they're facing. In some cases, over a short period of time, that they're seeing premiums increase by 1,000%. Yet there is no measurement in this state actually to measure the increase of insurance on small businesses. When we look at, you know, probably to highlight this, the National Competitiveness Council came out with a report. Now, a report on the cost of doing business. And what they said on insurance is, which increased rapidly in 2013 to 2016, it says it's now decreased since the end of 2016. The price of car and other transport insurance is roughly what it was in 2015, like the EU and Euro average. That's the best that the National Competitiveness Council can do on the cost of doing business, because they have no data whatsoever on the astronomical increases that is faced by small businesses, which is putting some of those small businesses to the wall. Now, 2.5 years on from all the glossy reports, what we have is less transparency, because we did have transparency there to a certain degree. We had the Blue Book, which was published annually by the Central Bank, which is now withdrawn. We had the Private Motor Insurance Statistics, which was also published, which is no longer there. And the reality is, Minister, we have action point after action point after action point, but we have less transparency, and these businesses are going to the wall because insurance companies can spin and spin and spin and talk about figures that nobody else has, and nobody can actually say to them,
Minister,
what he is doing, folks, he's putting these businesses out of business because of these astronomical increases.
Minister.
I understand and accept that there is anger, Deputy, and everything that I'm doing is to try and ensure that we give businesses the opportunity to stay in business and trade in the way that they should be trading. But you made a point that there's no measurement in this state. You're correct. There is also no measurement internationally in trying to do what we are trying to do. The CSO came to us last January with a number of options. Four of those options we considered they weren't feasible, that we couldn't make them operational. They have to come back to us over the summer months with a structure that we believe we can apply and have it operational. We're going to do that. I'm not going to tell the CSO how to do this. These are the best people to be able to do it. In terms, Deputy, of where we find ourselves in a place, I'm not going to pretend that the insurance companies are any white knights. They've been unhelpful in terms of how they hold their information. You are aware of that, and so is Deputy McGrath, from your interactions with them in the Finance Committee. We are doing everything we can do to try and ensure that small and medium enterprises, the length and breadth of this country, get a fair pricing structure and a fair regime